asked Miss Marie Brown to come and share with us tonight, and she's coming. Amen. Come on, Miss Marie. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's receive as she come.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give him praises to our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Thank you, Gail. Let me get set up here. First, I want to thank Bishop and First Lady for this. First, I want to thank Bishop and Pastor Sister Cora, First Lady Cora, for this invitation. And you won't believe, as much as I talk, I got up this morning at prayer time at 5 o'clock, because I didn't go to bed till late, because I'm just writing, trying to get a word for you. And I wrote 2 papers, and then I get up and the Lord said, that's not it. So the first thing I heard when I got up this morning, that's what I'm going with. And I'm never nervous when I get up. And I said, I'm at home. Why am I nervous? And I wanted to call Bishop and say, I can't do it, Bishop. But I remember the story of the bride grooms who was not ready when the bride came because they didn't have their oil. And I told the Lord a long time ago that I would always keep oil, that I would always be ready and be prepared. So I do believe that there's a word for you tonight. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we come tonight in the name of Jesus, and we come to say thank you. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for this opportunity to come and share with these, your people. I thank you that your word will go out, and it would go out and accomplish what it was sent to do, and it would not return to you void, because that's what you said. And Father, I thank you that Holy Spirit will be moving. He will guide and he will direct me, and he will lead me into your ways and instruct me into your ways. So Father, I thank you tonight. I am your servant. I am your vessel. Use me, Lord, use me. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. Yes. And that's what I had to do to the devil today. somebody dear to me sent me and said, laugh at the devil, because they knew how I was feeling. And I said, ha, 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 laugh at the devil. And that's what I did. And I began to think upon the word of God. And he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, set the captives free, give sight to the blind, and release the oppressed. So I wanted to talk to you about the sons of God. I wanted to talk to you about unity in the body of Christ. I got 2 papers at home, so I have to use them another time, because God gave me something else. I believe that I was talking to HG earlier, and he said, I was like, I need you to teach the class tonight. And when I always ask him that, he always does. And he said, I got you, Rebe. That's what he said, I got you, Rebe. Okay, so we're going to get started. We are going to Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Proverbs 4:20-23. Proverbs 4:20-23. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and help to a man's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. And in that same chapter 13, if we move up, you'll see that it says, hold on to instructions. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. So my topic is going to be faith and life. Faith and life. Not faith or life, but faith and life. And I always think it's proper to share the definitions of words so people will understand what I'm talking about. And my question is, what is faith to you? Now, David Dixon said, faith is an act. Mark Hankins says, faith is the key that cranks God's tractor. I like that one. Sister Coon said, faith never quits. Remember that? And another writer says, genuine faith is marked by choosing to trust God, even when we know the outcome may be different from what I want or what you want. Choosing to trust God, even when we want a different answer. Now that's genuine faith. Hope believes we can have it one day. Faith believes we have it today. Because God is a now God.